Blog Talk Radio.
This is another DJ Amen world premiere.
DJ Amen.
Young California.
To the bay, rinse and peace, make drink. All I do is talk, yay. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Trying to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, get that act right. I'm going, back to the bay. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'm a screen nigga, all I do is talk, yeah. Want me in your city, nigga, know they gon' play. I ain't looking for a free throw, looking for a free throw. Triple league chain on my neck, weigh a kilo. Nigga just violated, piss dirty to his T.O. On a real nigga scale, 1 to 10, you a 0. Damn, met a bad bitch, she was Creole. On the west coast, but she say she from the N.O. Act right, get your life changed. Fuck a purse, you can get the last name. Real nigga shit, boy, I hate lame. All my niggas sell dope with gangbang. Me and Cash, just to act right. Dean and a foreign, you don't look right. In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, and act right. Act right, right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, is it act right?
Free boost, riding in my Lamborghini with the dope man. Ooh. Chicken cane with the stem might be the shit. I got a rooster in my Rari, might be a bitch. Said I pull up to this bitch and that Aventador. I make your bitch pass out, straight hit the floor. Said I never seen a car like that before. And what's that thing singing up? Said that's the door. I told YG I'ma go ride the whip, and you just hanging out the window, ghost ride the clip. I made my first $250,000 off the blow. He want a 9-piece chicken, took that to go. Now I'ma tell you like this. Kilo all day, motherfucker, I'm trippin'. If you run up on me, niggas thinkin' I'm slippin'. Michael Jordan with a chopper, man, I hit you like zippin', act right.
In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, act right. Act right, act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playin' games, get it act right.
Ordinary. Thinking I ain't gon' set this bitch on fire. No bias, the home of the ghost riding. Two tires, Susie get on beats and star riots. I'm ballin', no lying, they hatin', don't try it. Plus my homie snuck in with the iron. No end you like Mayans, got my city with me. And we gon' melt this business. Got 100 racks stacked, that's no menace. Ballin' like 4-5, bustin' like a 4-finesse. Young G, finna get the money till I'm finessed. Mismatchin' designers, I got finesse. Got these other rapper niggas switchin' up they image. Niggas think it's the game, niggas think I'm something that they could play. Out the bay, finna be the hottest niggas since Stray. HBK, told them that we gon' get money. While you in supper club, throwin' up your rent money, huh?
In the club, got some bottles on replay. Tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is it act right? Act right, act right. Nigga playing games, get it act right.
Going, back to the bank. Rest in peace to myself. I'm a fly nigga, I take your hoe. I had to leave it, she did me like Coco. The devil talking to me, but I don't hear him. Act like I'm deaf like Soko. Fuck you, fuck him, fuck them. Fuck my ex in the four hoes. 100 bottles in the cup, no reason. Nigga start trippin', boom, bow, no fiend. Fendi on my shoes, Fendi on my belt. I'm in the Fendi store, I don't need help. Although everything like Trinidad. I went to high school with you, bitch, you Fendi rap. I don't got money problems, I got trust issues. Two things I gotta stay with.
In the club, got some bottles on replay.
Honey,
tryna break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get it, bitch, and act right. Act right, act right. Money don't fold, is that act right? Act right, act
right.
Nigga playing games, get that act right.
Yeah, got it, that's what we do, nigga.
street nigga shit, no member shit, A-Town shit, huh? Cali nigga to the motherfucking bay. What you say, huh? Rest in peace, Mac Dre. Yeah, you know what it is. All the
world. Amen.
DJ Amen.
Young California.
Thank you. Saturday morning at the crack of sunrise. Thank the man upstairs for letting me open my eyes. It's a whole new game for me like T-Lee. It's 9-7 now and I'm a stay sucker free. Thinking about all my homeboys behind bars as I crease up my khakis and lace up my stars and everything is straight. What? I'm in the full zone getting paper every day. It's all I'm tripping on cause ain't nothing like a rag in California I-8. With the top back rolling on the hot sunny day, it's one note for show. And I'm clowning all the rookies with a pocket full of cookies and mashing to the backyard boogie.
Get your boogie on. Get your boogie on. Get your boogie on.
And we coming with that.
Yeah.
It's all about that. Now just throw your hands up high in the sky, represent where you're from, cause it's west till I die. Put it down anywhere, take things for what they worth. Been a rider since birth, and the earth is my turf. So I bells in the party, everything is cool. It's niggas in the hood I ain't seen since high school, and everybody got stripes cause we all pay dues. Rips, dime moves, and other clicks and crews. Just getting they boogie on, hoochie bitches getting loose. It kinda reminds me of the truth and nine deuce. I'm even kicked back and I'm usually chicken honking. The blood shooting dice and the crisp is seed. Walking out, the party is jumping, and the crowd's getting bigger. Looked up and saw four hoes to every nigga in the soft to hook. Got you grinding and humping, cause the backyard boogie be bumping.
Straight from Inglewood, and you know that it's all good. You can put that on your hood every day.
And we coming with that. Out of control and everywhere you look, ain't number real niggas, the busters got shook and everybody left with the whole hustle of bang, and Daisy Dukes and Cactus who seem to be the thing. You choose or you lose, while you're conversating enough cocks to go around, so ain't no player hating. I want homegirl over there in all red,
why?
The baby got backs like Mix-a-Lot said,
right.
But I keep my composure, kick back like a pro, cause a Mac 1-0 just refused to save a home, but it's a done deal, locked up, throw away the key, cause she gon' lead a backyard boogie with me.
Get your boogie on. Get your boogie on.
Inglewood.
Get your boogie on.
Inglewood.
And we coming with that.
Yeah.
Get your boogie on. It's all about that. Inglewood.
Get your
boogie on. It's all about that. Get your boogie on.
Get your boogie on,
nigga, get your boogie on.
Get your boogie on,
get your boogie on, baby.
Get your backyard boogie on.
Gangsters don't dance, we boogie. Niggas run out and get your cookie. Gangsters don't dance, we boogie. Mac 10 ain't no motherfucking rookie. Get your boogie on. Worldwide with them. Then we platinum with them. It's the backyard boogie. It's your boogie on.
This sound like 007 on Instagram. Oh shit, man.
Yeah. 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 Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
This I ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with me. This one for the hood, nigga. Hips the bitches that shop at Lenny's. Dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beast, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That pussy poppin' that Magic City. Got that strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga.
Okay.
Then don't pass that shit to me.
Uh-uh.
This one for my nigga. And bitches buy that money.
Cash out.
Got a law, chest of bread. Them bad hoes that honest.
Uh-huh.
I don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who tellin'.
Nope.
This one for them colleges. Them bad hoes that spell. Shout out to them freshmen. On Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Mama always told me, boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust. So I kept counting them frankly. I'm too sly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's nuts.
God damn.
OG joint, them high socks, no shirt on, I'm stunned.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck.
Yeah.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Get up.
big enough to tell your past too. Swag on them when you drag casual. I mean, it's almost unbearable. In a 100 years, not there when I pull up on that bitch, you pay me back. Nothing like your leg, yeah, he too square for you. He don't smack nothing that pull your hair like that. So I dare watch and wait for you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp, and I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused.
Everybody, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. 6:21 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? It is a Monday morning. You know what I mean? 50 degrees is going to be fair today. 50 degrees right now. The high today will be 79 degrees, man. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of stuff going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm going to be having some NBA scores or some NFL scores. I know we talked last week about a lot of games that was going on, and I gave you my expert football predictions, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to see which one of my teams won and everything like that, and then we're going to get into some more predictions for this week, you know what I'm saying? Tonight is Monday Night Football. I know everybody is ready for some football tonight. You know what I'm saying? But our top story that's been going on all weekend is the typhoon that's been going on in the Philippines. I mean, it has just tore up everything in the Philippines that it possibly can in its way. You know what I'm saying? So our prayers go out to everybody that's out there in the Philippines. I know they've got a lot of pictures up this morning and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? I know they're saying that the death toll is up at the tens of thousands and everything, and we just want to make sure that we're praying for those people out there and things like that, you know what I'm saying? They say that God is on his way back, and they say to pay attention to what's going on around you in the world and everything, and it seems like to me that everything that the Bible has predicted that would happen is happening. So, you know, I don't know if you're a spirit, if you're a God-fearing man like I am or a God-fearing woman like I am, but like Big Mama say, you better get your house in order. You better get your house in order and everything, you know what I'm saying, because he's coming back. This is the month of Scorpio, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to all my Scorpios. Matter of fact, I have a 22-year-old Scorpio that just turned 22 years old today. Big shout out to my son, my namesake, Alain Mobley III. That boy is 22 years old today. I remember when I held that boy in my hands and everything, and I looked at him and I told him, boy, you're going to be something great. And my God, he is. I am so proud of my son. I just want to give him a big shout out. And everything, he's been doing his thing. He's been out there maintaining and taking care of himself like a young man should. Staying out of trouble. He ain't no angel. Trust me, his ass is not an angel and everything, but he's doing all right. He's doing all right. I just want to let him know how proud his dad is of him and everything. And happy, happy, happy birthday to him. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of other birthdays going on today. Let me see who else we got. We got birthday Shout-outs going to, big shout-out to the voluptuous big girls. I don't know if it's just more than one of them, but she's 31 today. Of course, my son, Detroit's finest, he is 22 years old today. And old funky-ass Marlon DJ Thump Rice, I don't know how old he is, really don't care, but happy birthday, player. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Big, happy birthday. Happy birthday to LaShawna Thompson. I'm just keeping it 600, y'all know. Y'all know I'm going to keep it 600 and everything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to pull no punches. If a joker don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with him, and I ain't afraid to let it be known. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Run, tell that. You know what I'm saying? For all my listeners out there that would like to run off this loose at the mouth and everything, run, tell that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man, the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Wake your ass up. We got everybody checking in from the East Coast. The East Coast been up 4 or 5 hours before we have. They doing their damn thing. You know what I'm saying? So 1026 out here. Big shout out to everybody out there in Albany, New York. My girl Shorty B says she has me locked in. She's listening. Usually she's listening to Power 88. She's usually listening to their radio, their morning show in the morning. But it's all good. It is all good. You know what I'm saying? You got your man Fat Man up in here. And y'all already know this is a Monday. So we about to get it started, about to get it kicking off, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to talk to me, y'all hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And my weekend was all right. I don't know about your weekend, but my weekend was so good. It was damn near like magic.
Yeah. Grand Hustle Zone, one bank here, shit right here. You understand that? It's the king, partner. Hey, off the top, I'm bossed up. You ain't talking money, don't talk to us. I'm steady stacking that guac up. Ball harder than you when I'm locked up. You the type of nigga just pop up when niggas rolling that kush, huh? Got mine growing like grapevines in the backyard. Come look, bruh. I pull up, hop out. Bad hoes just pop out. Hey, nigga, better watch out. See around with that block out. My style's mean till it's hostile. And aggressive, dog, come check your dog. Spend a couple mil, no stress at all. Big bank roll, no checks at all. FYI, I'm flexing, y'all. Game A1 professional. You small ball like golf balls. I basketball, go ask your bra. Tell her legs open, sesame. Abracadabra, she wet for me. Like Tata, while I Gucci, Louis, Strivers, Prada.
Bitch, sitting out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in a god, I'm out of man. The way I made the work was still calling man. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. Magic. Bitch, chilling out the parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. On my way to Astros, I forgot to do my task.
Hold on.
Call my accountant, he gon' make it do magic.
You good.
Had to get a driver jet to drop me at the airport.
For what?
Way I smoke the blunts, man, I burn them up like Newport. $50,000 on superstar tires. K.E. and Young Future bringing them fire.
Woo.
All the stand cash make a bitch wanna retire. Got to drop a half a brick, you wanna put me on the flyer. Excuse me, but my lingo crazy. CD diamonds ain't none of them for. Two bad bitches wanna fuck me the greatest. AOG and a brand new Mercedes. Turn out the light, I'ma do a 180 for the haters. I'ma go ahead and do a 3.
Crank up.
Drinking on the Sprite, got lean all in.
I'm an astronaut, nigga, better church my pimpin'.
Bitch, sitting out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in a god, I'm out of man. The way I made the work was still calling man. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. Bitch, telling out the parking lot, leaving magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking magic. Billionaire boy, that's true inspiration. I'm the astronaut kid, no such thing as limitation.
Space.
Crying down, 20 in the motherfucking spaceship. Just left magic in the motherfucking station. Two bitches trailing in a beamer out of Germany.
Yeah.
Got a thing for me, don't want a thing for me.
What?
They like my energy,
what?
I'm an embassy.
I
know tricks like Chris
Angel.
I don't trick, but I can make you famous. You would disappear from your past life. You a real pimp,
go
out of sight. I'm
Pluto talking, Jimmy walking, when you walking. I used to be fly, but now I'm hawking. I was on earth and now I'm sci-fi. Voila, I stay high, my bitches on they high horse. I double back like two cups and core light in that new push.
Bitch to the night, parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in, I got them out of mad. The way I made the word was pure, call it mad. Sippin' on the purple, in the yellow, drinking magic. Voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic, voila, magic. Bitch to the night, parking lot, leave magic. Sippin' on the purple, in the yellow, drinking magic.
What's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. So wake your ass up in the morning. Morning show, 6:30 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is Scorpio, the month of Scorpio. Big shout out and happy birthday to all my Scorpios out there that's listening right now. You know what I'm saying? It's 50 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. The high today is going to be 79 degrees. That's almost 80 degrees. Somewhere out in a lot of places, it's cold as hell out there, you know what I'm saying? But we still dealing with 80-degree weather, you know what I'm saying? So you can't beat that, you know what I mean? You can't beat that. We still out here warm as hell while y'all out there cold as shit. Don't get me wrong, I kind of miss the white Christmases, but see, I'm from Detroit. Big shout out to everybody that's out there in Detroit right now, because it's cold as fuck out there in Detroit and shit. You ain't never got up in the morning in Detroit, Michigan, and your car was fucking froze. I mean, your car was literally froze. Have you ever called into work because your car was froze? That's like, you know, ring, ring. Hello, who is this? And it's sitting here. Oh, this is Big Alley. This is, I ain't going to be able to make it in. Really? How come you won't be able to make it in? Well, because my car is froze. Your car is what? My car is froze. Well, can't you dig it out? No, motherfucker, I can't dig it out. And it's sitting here. My car is froze. Oh. A lot of people lose their jobs. A lot of people lose their jobs out there in Detroit, Michigan, because of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, y'all? You got your boy up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm just going through a lot of stuff. And you know what I mean? You know, like I said, I get so much stuff that comes through my computer during the morning. I get all my political news and everything that's going around and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? One of the top stories that's coming across on my computer is Justin Bieber contacts food poisoning after hotel eviction. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Justin Bieber develops food poisoning after reportedly being thrown out of his Buenos Aires hotel. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I swear, if it's not Justin Bieber, it's Miley Cyrus. So, of course, y'all know by now, Miley Cyrus was in Amsterdam. Okay, she was in Amsterdam doing a show, and she smoked a joint on stage and twerked with a dwarf during the MTV EMAs on Sunday. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And from what I hear, Miley Cyrus is pregnant by Juicy J of the 3-6 Mafia. Now, I wonder what's that going to be like Christmas Eve, Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Like, who you bringing home? Who you bringing home for dinner? Oh, Juicy J from the 3-6 Mafia. And it's you know what I'm saying? That's freaking crazy. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. If you want to talk to me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me. Holler at me. Y'all already know how I do. Y'all know the Fat Man gets it in and everything like that. And we always check in with some of my crazy people. I keep telling you that my auntie been here with me, y'all. And she's been here with me for so long and this, that, and the other and everything. I caught her last night. She was on the phone and everything. And she then called my nephew. And they was talking about they was talking about he had left his weed in his car, something like that. I don't know. I don't know. But I take the phone call. See, that's what I've been doing this shit. My auntie been around here fucking around on my phone and this, that, and the other. So I take the damn phone call because every time I ask her, auntie, you'd have been on the call, on the phone doing prank calls again. And she was like, no, I ain't been on the phone. So I take this phone call. Y'all tell me if I'm tripping or not and this, that, and the other. Hold on. Y'all check this out and tell me what you think.
King's calling the car wash. It's LaRue. What's up?
Hey, what up, dog? Hey, this AJ, dog. I had bought my Cadillac down there, dog. It was a 2001 Seville. I had got the premium car wash, dog. Only thing I complained about, dog, is some stuff missing out of my car, dog. Man, it seemed like, dog, my girl upset. You know what I'm saying?
So what's missing out of your car, dude?
Dog, I had a scale in there, dog. I had a dime bag of weed. Some
stuff. Yeah, what in there, man?
A scale, my
Listen, my dude, we don't do like that, so
dog,
what's up?
Dog. I had two packs of Silver Sweets in there, dog.
What you talking about, dude?
Dog, then I had some leftover Benihanas in there, dog. Man, I took my good to Ben. That were all the drugs.
My your wig dog, got dog, to do with what's left in
dog,
your car.
All,
what's in your car is your responsibility
dog,
to put the
dog,
shit out when
dog,
you get in there. Man.
Dog.
What?
All
Listen,
the
at my car wash, my
dog.
Brother, we don't do shit like that.
No, I came
We're
and I had to my girl in there.
In your car.
My girl
out when
asked
you get
me
out the car, man.
Well, her leftover Benihana said, we talking. I'm like, woo, 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 woo. Woo-woo, dog. I had got, like, some fried rice, dog, some shrimp. My girl ain't never had lobster before, dog. She was going
to
want that up.
Girl,
my girl was
going to
eat that.
All that other bull that you be carrying.
Dog, my girl
was going to
eat that while
so
she
was calling here to my business and trying to...
Dog, two boxes of sweets, dog?
It ain't in my business right here to be taking from people's car, my dude, all right?
Only thing I need you to do, dog, man to man, and this,
What's
ain't,
up?
No, this ain't no threat. I'm just hollering at you, woo-woo-woo-woo. You know what I'm saying? Woo-woo-woo-woo. I'm just
Ooh, what?
This, dog. I just
what?
Need y'all to replace my scale, my dime bag of weed, my squip of sweets, and dog,
my
dude,
over
that
my, dude,
honest,
my dude,
dog.
My dude,
dog.
I'm a
dog, look, I break it down this, dog.
And woo-woo-woo, and wah-wah-wah, and
dog,
ride your happy
dog,
ass
dog,
down
can
the
I break
road.
It down
like
to this? Dog, where my weed at, my silver sweets, dog?
Maybe it's underneath your grandma's wig. Go find out where that is.
Do your grandma still work for the Census Bureau?
Bring your shit back up in here again and see what happens. I'm going to wax your ass instead of your wheels.
How long you going to be up
Bring
there?
Your car, roll up in here and see what happens, my dude.
I heard y'all be washing cars with shampoo anyway.
That Pantene did your ma use on your ass.
I heard Cheryl Underwood be selling stolen purses in your car wash.
Krispy Kreme, so what you got?
I heard yesterday y'all ran out of water.
Run your ass through my car wash.
On the man, I'm cutting all
what
y'all. I'm going to get all y'all water cut off, old punk ass car wash.
You ain't got
Y'all ain't even got the things in the car wash that spin around. Y'all got two scissors in there spinning around real fast with shampoo on them.
Wow, yuck, right. What you got?
Yeah, we'll be up there in 5 minutes.
Standing right here at the gate. Man, get off my phone for that bullshit, yo.
I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga.
First thing first, out of all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involved my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
And I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit our wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga.
Act right by the case, my nigga.
Drink to act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got it, yo? Who got it, yo?
Don't matter.
Don't feel
like I'm a rap with my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside, I'll stay with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
rich homie, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, got weight, my nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight, my nigga got a house, my nigga got late, my nigga weak, my nigga get a plate, hey, I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga, I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in, ain't trying to leave my nigga, stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga, but I want enough room, cause I keep my nigga, my niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Say that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my
nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my
nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
I hear Lamar Odom is smoking his fucking kneecaps off and shit. You know, I was watching, in case y'all don't know, I get into reality shows, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like the only fucking thing that's on TV right now is fucking reality shows. So I watch, you know, Atlanta Housewives and shit with NeNe Leakes. That bitch look like a moose, I swear. With that nose and that blonde ass hair, that bitch look like a moose in heat. All right, you know what I mean? So last night I was watching the Kardashians and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. And it was an episode to where Lamar just fucking disappeared and this, that, and the other. And everybody's like, where's Lamar? Where's Lamar? And this, that, and the other. That motherfucker out smoking. That's what the fuck he doing. Lamar is out smoking his fucking kneecaps off and this, that, and the other. I swear, him and Whitney Houston used to hang out and buy from the same crack dealer. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to check that out and this, that, and the other. And then we had another breaking, this is in entertainment news. My man Steve Harvey, okay, my man Steve Harvey got upset and freaked out because he had the cast in the family from Honey Boo Boo, which that just goes to show you that's a white folk show, Honey Boo Boo, and the family, they started farting on stage during the interview, okay, and y'all know Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, you know what I'm saying. You know Steve Harvey, a hood nigga, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of looking at them like, you know, what the hell is going on? So, yeah, they started farting on stage, the cast of Honey Boo Boo and everything. And Steve Harvey put their stinking asses off the stage. Steve Harvey put their stinking asses off the damn stage. You know what I'm saying? If y'all can look it up, it's right here on yahoo.com and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all just, this is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You got your boy up in here, the Fat Man, and this and the other. If you want to holler at me and give me a funny story or you want to wake somebody's ass up this morning, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? Hit your boy Fat Man up and wake
my ass up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, listen, y'all, we're going to have to pay some bills, and I will be right back. Here's your boy Tank, and I deserve.
Do you mind if I tell the truth for a second, y'all?
Tell the truth.
Yeah. No.
Maybe I deserve
to wonder who's calling so damn late for you to say I'm tripping. Just a homie from the States.
Said it's just a homie.
Don't he know? 1 o'clock in the morning. You say it's cool, baby, it's cool.
Maybe I deserve
for you to say he's coming into town
later on this evening.
He was just wondering if you and him could hang out.
Oh,
I don't like it, but I know I gotta trust you. It ain't cool, 'cause I know it's true.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve,
oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve,
oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve,
oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve,
oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to put on a sexy dress, me to ask you who the hell you trying to impress, for you to laugh it all like it ain't nothing. I know it's something. Maybe it's nothing here to sit at home and wonder where you are. Is it kissing you, touching you, holding you? What? Take a drink to help ease my mind. I wanna be mad,
wanna be
after all those times.
After all the
times, before you go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve
for you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you.
Maybe I deserve,
oh yeah,
maybe I,
oh yeah.
Maybe I deserve
for you to go out and find some other guy.
Maybe I deserve,
ooh, ooh, for
yeah,
you to stay out with them all night.
Maybe I deserve
for you to do all the things I did to you. For me to ask you where you've been,
where
how
you've
been, for you to say I better stop tripping.
Oh,
I'm gonna trip to grab your neck until you let me know. For you to run crying, crying out the door.
Oh,
to grab my coat and chase you down the street.
Please
say it's not you, it's my own insecurity. But you say, yes, I cheated on you.
And you told me,
I won't care, 'cause after all I put you through, maybe I deserve to be mistreated sometimes, to even be lied to sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plus, baby, maybe, maybe you should go cheat on me. By the phone,
no,
maybe I should, 'cause I done paid you about 3 or 4 times. Girl, I know, girl, I know what it put you through, baby. Put you through hell. I don't know. See, we men can't take another man pleasing that woman. Oh, no, no. We can't even stay and wait by the phone.
What's going on, everybody? good morning. What's going on? What's popping? Wake your ass up, morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That was my man. I'm sorry. That was Tank. I was calling him Jaheim. Holy shit, Lord. Yo, I got to put some glasses on. That was Tank. And maybe I deserve. I'm just giving out. They telling me I'm giving out the wrong football stats and shit. Now I'm giving out the wrong damn music. That's what happens when you're up early in the morning and everything, you know what I'm saying? So wake your ass up. You got the Fat Man up in here. 6:50 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? The high of 79 degrees today. That's right. We're almost in 80-degree weather in November, okay? Some of y'all is freezing like a motherfucker somewhere and this, that, and the other, but we ain't. We out here, we eating, we good, we nice and warm and cozy and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So y'all just make sure that y'all hit us up or hit me up, 347-884-8810. Let me know what your weather is like wherever the hell you're at, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, we got another breaking story coming across the computer this morning. It says, judge rules parents lose custody for growing medical marijuana. Okay, here we are back at the marijuana question again. I still say they need to go on ahead and legalize this shit, put a tax on it, and this, that, and the other. That way I can finally smoke some good weed, not no whack-ass weed from these whack-ass weed dealers and this, that, and the other. Your neighborhood pharmaceutical man. Have you got a neighborhood pharmaceutical man that likes to stop selling weed after 9 o'clock? What the fuck is this? What the fuck are you working, a 9 to 5 or some shit like that? I thought when you sell weed, you grind 24-7, you know what I'm saying? I can understand probably not making no deliveries at 5 o'clock in the morning, but then again, I do have a pharmaceutical man that will come over my house at 5 o'clock in the morning, or will meet me somewhere at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying, to make sure that I get blessed and get lifted in the right way for my daily, you know what I'm saying, my daily activity and everything like that. But we need to put a tax on it and go on ahead and legalize it, you know what I'm saying? This is a judge rule Friday. Gordon Steve and Maria Green, wow, what a coincidence, last names, Green, will not be granted custody of their six-month-old Bree and her older brother before their trial in October. Okay, this must be a little behind. My computer must be a few months behind or something like that. The home was initially deemed unsafe with concerns about the couple's license to grow and use medical marijuana, and two children were removed from the household by Child Protective Services. Okay, the judge says he needs more evidence before the Greens will regain custody of their children. He says he has no reason to believe that marijuana was being smoked in front of the children by their parents, okay, and also by people coming in and out of the house, that the room the drugs were being grown in was not locked. Okay, well, hell, half of the kids these days are still in their mom and daddy's marijuana and still in their mom and daddy's trees and going to school smoking it, selling it and all of that shit and this, that, and the other. So, yeah, they need to make sure that their house is protected, especially when you got a six-month-old and probably a little badass two-year-old that wants to get up into everything and see everything and do everything that you're doing, all right? So, you know, y'all got to make sure that y'all be careful of that and everything. You know, like I said, wake your ass up. We got a caller up in here, 585-3456. I don't know if they calling or if they just listening to the show. We going to find out. Who is this? This is Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who I got up here?
You got Savannah Ray on the line, Fat Man. Good morning, baby.
Shit. What's going on, sweetie? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? I got Savannah Ray on the phone. What's going on, sweetie?
Baby, I'm just up listening to you this morning, and I'm one of them bitches out here on the East Coast freezing.
You ain't out there on the East Coast freezing. Where you at today? Where you at today? You're a time traveler. Every time I turn around, you somewhere new. Where you at today?
Well, right now I am at home in Rochester, New York, and it is only 38 degrees here right now.
Okay. Yeah, y'all cold out there. It's cold as hell.
Yeah, it's very cold, but I'm going to get ready to kick it down the doors on the Dirty South, baby. I'm headed to Nashville, Tennessee to do a photo shoot on Thursday, and from there, I am headed to the South.
Sookie. All right. So you got a photo shoot going on. You're getting turnt up. You're getting turnt up before the turkey holiday, babe.
Baby, I'm getting it conked up because 2014 got some big things in store for Savannah Ray. And for all y'all don't know who Savannah Ray is, I am BBW Savannah Ray DeLong, baby, veteran in the industry from the East Coast, taking
that's
this thing
right.
cross country.
That's right. That's right. This is the, this is the only woman I know that delivers.
Hey. Punctuality is my name.
You said it. You say, you know, you ain't going to waste a dime, but you damn sure going to be on time.
I'm going to be on time. And I just wanted
there
to go out here this morning and say hello, sweetheart. I love you, and I will talk to you later and keep it crunked up out there on the West Coast till I get there.
There it is, sweetie. There it is. You know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, y'all make sure y'all hit up Savannah on Facebook. And this, that, and the other. For all you fellas that want that BBW pinup girl, you make sure you hit Savannah up and everything. Tell her that Fat Man sent you, and she'll send you one of the pinup pictures that you can look at first thing in the morning. And even you brothers that's on lockdown, if you need something to look at, hit your girl up. Hit your girl Savannah up. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, you selling you got a penitentiary special going on. All pictures is like $250, ain't they?
For the penitentiary brothers only.
So get you a pin-up picture for them long nights, you know what I'm saying, when a nigga ain't dropped the soap, you know what I mean? So get you a pin-up picture, hit your girl Savannah D Long up and everything, and sweetie, you take care of yourself, and we love you here at the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, all right?
All right, baby, be easy.
All right, then, sweetie, you too. That's my girl. That was my girl, Savannah Long. Boy, Savannah's been in this business for a minute. You know what I'm saying and everything. She puts in a lot of work. You know what I mean. And like I said, for you fellas that like it delivered to you, she'll damn sure deliver it to you, player. Trust me on that. You know what I mean. So listen, y'all. It's 6:56. You know what I'm saying? Out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I mean? It's a Monday morning. Wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass up. Get your ass started. You hear people already calling in. They out getting their grind on this morning. You know what I'm saying? And I got a song for Miss Savannah DeLong out there in Rochester, New York. You know what I'm saying? This goes out to you, sweetie. Y'all can hit me up 347-884-8810. Just call me and check in. Just call and say hello, or just call to say, wake your ass up.
Are now rocking with DJ Boy Noise, Germany's number one mixtape DJ.
Check it out.
You're right.
Here I am. The pussy rules the world version.
With a pocket full of relics.
Hey.
Jimmy Choo fetish, keep me fresh like lettuce. Bitches get jealous, cause I'm quite cocky. 10-14, ain't they a whole stop me. Money, I get it on the tracks, I spit it.
Hey.
That's why the credit cards don't come with no limits.
Oh.
Y'all just don't get it, a crib with no tenants. Walk through closets like I'm walking out of linen. That's swagger on the honey, thousands, trillions. Roll with bad bitches and they all look Brazilian. These niggas pay lean.
From the hood of Atlanta, Georgia, down to the hoods of Miami, Florida. What up, Trina? Holla at 'em, baby, let's go!
I'm the baddest chick, and they don't call me that for nothing.
Nope.
Diamond princess, straight BBS stunting. Light gray eyes, hourglass frame. Still got the crown for best ass in the game.
Woo!
Hips of a goddess, watch how I throw 'em. So good it make 'em wanna tattoo my lips on 'em. I'm so bad, and I rep that hood. Stay wet, sex so good. 10 years strong, you should act like you know me. Hair so fire, make you do the
hokey-pokey. A good stroke in and a good stroke out.
Okay.
Now that's what I'm all about. I'm the baddest.
DJ Noise. Okay. We're gonna take it from Miami. We're gonna travel north till we get to Philly, right? And we're gonna stop in Philly. We're gonna holler at my girl EVE. Let's go.
Yeah, I took a couple years off, came back still busting, still repping Philly, still the eve of destruction, still pushing buttons that are due away the roof, still walking around with $5,000 boots. So when I'm in the club, your chicks get jealous, cause I'm that bitch and still keep a mean fetish. Still stack lettuce, still stack cheese, and I got a bad temper, tell your niggas say please, cause this is for the G's, never for the busters. So put your diamond rings on and get yourself a hustler, better yet a customer, guarantee the buying, sick from the mix, caramel, wanna try it.
Yeah. And I'm loving it. Hey.
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could.
Yeah, Cain and Abel, Young Jock, we back on money. I do it.
Wake your ass up in the morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. That that was the hood mix that goes out to my girl Savannah D. Long out there in Rochester, New York. My chick bad, my chick hood. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my chick do the things that you chick your, that you wish your chick would. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Savannah. Savannah gets it in. Trust me, I told you she could get it there in 30 minutes or less. She's better. She's better than Pizza Hut, my nigga. If you want it delivered and if you want it hot and brought to you, she'll do it. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her, y'all. It's 7:01 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Big shout out to DT Shampizzle. She's in the building. My man D. Jones, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Skull family. They just did their toy drive this weekend out in Utah. So big shout out to everybody out there. I hope y'all gave from the heart, you know what I'm saying? Because this year, no child goes toyless. Y'all make sure y'all give up them toys. Fat Man is going to start his BHM and Unsigned Hype Artist toy drive and clothing drive. I think probably a week before Thanksgiving and everything. So y'all make sure y'all hit me up if you got any clothes and everything like that that you would like to donate, because we're trying to make sure that everybody is warm. I mean, it ain't like it's hellified cold out here. I mean, hell, we're dealing with 80-degree weather, but there is some places where it does get cold out here at night. We are in the desert, you know what I'm saying, and it does get cold. So whatever you could donate and give, you know, from the heart would truly, truly, truly be appreciated. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there putting together their toy drives and food drives and everything right now. Just remember, y'all, we just all need to work together, you know what I'm saying, to make this successful, all right? You know what I mean? So big shout out to that. Big shout out to my people out there in Detroit. They just did their Coats for Kids drive. They've been doing it every year since I've been a little kid, you know what I'm saying, with the Salvation Army 2013 and the 31st annual FM 98 WJLB Coats for Kids, you know what I'm saying. So been doing this for a while and everything like that, you know what I mean. So y'all make sure that y'all give, you know, and give from the heart, y'all. You know, we got to put the Christmas spirit back in the holidays and everything. You know, we don't have the Christmas spirit anymore like we used to, you know what I'm saying? So we need to get that feeling back, get that holiday spirited feeling back, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? Also in other news, coming across my computer, it says Michigan lawmakers passed bill requiring community services for those on welfare, okay? So they're requiring community services. They want your ass to get up and get out and help, you know, pick up some paper, do something, answer a phone, do something, work for these stamps. Ain't that about a bitch? It says state lawmakers passed a bill Wednesday that could deny unemployment benefits to people who refuse to take a drug test required by employers, okay? It also would
require community service for people receiving government assistance. Okay, it says the drug test bill, which passed the House of Commerce Committee on a 12-4 vote, with three Democrats passing on the issue, that would deny unemployment benefits for people who either refuse to take a drug test required by their employer or tested positive. All right, the community service bill, which passed the state Senate on 27-9 vote, would require people receiving food stamps or other welfare benefits to perform community service in order to get their money. Hey, I will go out and pick up paper. You know what I'm saying? I'll hold up the little signs, you know what I'm saying? You know, this apartment building, you know, has vacancies and all that to keep getting my food stamps. I don't know. But then again, like I said, it's going to put a twist on the game, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of you jokers, if they have come in and test for marijuana to get food stamps, all they're going to get is sticks and leaves, because a lot of y'all out there is smoking the shit out of some fucking trees right now and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, look, I keep telling y'all, these laws and everything are getting more complicated by the day. Y'all better wake up and smell the coffee and start watching the news. Y'all better to make sure that y'all watching CNN. Y'all better make sure that y'all up and listening to what's going on in the world, because the world is watching us. We may not be watching the world, but the world is watching us. Like they say, Big Brother is up there, and Big Brother is watching. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been on your computer and you went and you, this is how GPS gets started. Where do you think GPS comes from? It comes from a satellite in outer space, okay? I know I was sitting on the computer one day, and I Googled my old address in Detroit, Michigan, while I was out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'd be damned if it didn't take me to the street, the area, and the coordinates of my old house where I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. All right, so y'all got to be careful, because a lot of things on this Facebook, if Facebook starts asking you crazy questions, usually it's a setup, you know what I'm saying? Facebook asked me the very simplest question, what's your real name? When I gave them my real name, they put my real name on my profile. When I went back to try and change my name, it emphatically and it states that a representative of Facebook changed your name to your original name. Ain't that about a bitch? You know what I'm saying? I thought we had some type of privacy or something, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to use their name, Woody, and all that, and this, that, and the other, and here they want to mess with me because I just want to try and get and log on and get on here and network. I don't live on Facebook like some of y'all do. Some of y'all live on Facebook 24/7. Constantly crying and whining and airing out your business and what your baby daddy did and what your baby daddy ain't doing. And especially you women out there that's like, yo, I'm horny. I need some dick. It's like, really? You're going to put that out there on Facebook? Look here, as much bullshit is going on these days, you can't put anything like that out on Facebook. Facebook pulls up your phone number, your address, and your employment, where you work at. If I wanted to come find you, all of you ladies, just because you're so many miles away, okay, that doesn't mean anything. I'm going to tell you one show you need to watch, and this will let you know about all this internet shit that's going on. Another reality show that I watched last night, okay, and it's called To Catch a Predator. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Dateline, NBC, To Catch a Predator. Look here, if they could catch your ass up, and some of these guys know that they're not supposed to be on the computer talking to 13-year-olds. Ain't this about a bitch? Look here, and they just talk about they passed the law, talking about that they want to let 13 and 12 years old have full access to Facebook. I say no. Children shouldn't have full access to Facebook. Do you see some of the shit that's getting posted up on Facebook? And I think I want my little 13-year-old daughter looking at that shit. First of all, my little 13-year-old daughter wouldn't even have a profile, let alone a picture on Facebook. not at fucking 13 years old and 12 years old. Really? Are we getting that lax, people, to where we trust our kids to get on these computers and know what they're doing, know who they're talking to, know who they're getting in touch with? I don't think so, and you don't even know it.
You don't even know it.
Oh, high class. You got the fat man up in here, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? Live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all don't even know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's $1,000 purple lane. You don't even know it. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know it. I came up from bottom. You don't even know it. My truck all ride with me. You don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know it.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as f***ing so big, can't even tow it. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more it. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more it. This ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour it. Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, damn, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when on board. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd. TVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My truck all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know.
We got a lot of men. If you see me got a problem, run up on me like you want a guarantee. We gonna solve him, he'll be thinking someone shot him. Hit him with a bottle, I'ma let him have it. Started from the bottom, now my diamonds look like autumn. And police don't even call him, it's a milli if you call him. Presidential rollie is a ticket if you want it. And I showed you little but you can get it if you want it. Woo! Woo! U-O-E-N-O. That good weed, you don't even blow. See, I drank so much Bombay in here tonight, can't even drive. And that here feels so good to me that I can't even lie. See me all up on the curb, you think I'm drunk the way I'm swerving. See you ask how much it cost, you got a lot of nerves. So much money on the motherfucking bottles up in here, I got nervous. Order more car service, Phantom Rolls Royce curtains. Rolling more and that's curtains. Young Khalifa, that's curtains. And Taylor Gang, we worship.
It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My truck's all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know. Hey. We turned up every day, you don't even know. Got you with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't even know. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know. We came up from that, you don't even know. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know. It's down on the bench, you don't even know. Got to speak no English, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 purple lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My truck all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million clip, you don't even know. Hey.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak to Maggie, please?
Do me.
How you doing, sugar?
All right.
God is good.
Yes, who is this?
I'm one of the grandmothers of the little girl that you got to fighting with yesterday.
So?
And you slammed
I didn't get to fam with her.
You
was tipping up on behind my granddaughter from the star up in the back, and I wasn't from that, you and nobody else star up with no knife. I didn't get to fight with none of them.
Now listen to me, sugar. Just let me talk for a minute.
I'm going to let you talk, then you going to listen at me.
All right, now hold on there. Hold on. Now my grandbaby don't bother nobody.
Who is your grandbaby?
But one of the girls you slapped. Well, just let me finish now.
Who is your grandbaby?
One second. Just hold on, sugar.
I'm holding. Well, I want to know who is your grandbaby
hold
I hit.
Just hold on, sugar. Here. You put a scratch on my grandbaby arm, and my grandbaby ain't never did nothing to nobody.
You're a liar. I ain't going to get to them children.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't get to them children.
Baby, I love to fight.
I didn't even get up to your children. And mean to. Now, ask anybody at that school, did I tell them one of them girls?
You, they said, my...
They told you a lie, because the person them hold me when he let me get to them.
No, you lying.
No, you telling a lie yourself.
Baby,
I didn't test down one of them children. They say I test you. I come to school Monday to prove it.
Don't you make me come over there.
Come on, bring your ass on over here.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
Bring your damn ass on. I told you I didn't test down one of them children because they didn't get close to me.
You
them children
what?
Way down at that gate down there.
Being my church member.
I'm a church member just like you. Don't put your church member in this here, baby.
Because
you ain't going to do shit to me. You might be bad, baby, but you got your mask. Now you can come over here now.
We gonna do a pray by.
I could me and my spouse can pray too.
You gonna drive by your house and throw some of them little green Bibles at
you? You can throw anything you want in my house, baby. You don't even know why I stay.
Lord, help this woman. She's
no,
crazy.
You need to help your children.
We talking about you. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Your child was slipping up behind
this
my granddaughter in my car
you.
With a knife.
May Lee.
Don't tell me nothing because you don't know your child like I do. You don't even know your own daughter like I do.
Maylee.
I've been knowing them chums.
Maylee, do you got a son named Monroe?
I sure will.
Hey, Ma. Ma.
Don't make me mad here.
What?
Yo, what's going on? Wake your ass up in the morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Y'all, I keep telling you my damn auntie, she be calling and making these damn phone pranks and all of that shit and everything like that, y'all. You know, it's 7:16 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. If y'all want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810, 347-884-8810. This goes out to all my people that's getting up, wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? We're coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all to wake your ass up because this is the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, y'all. And I know this goes out to everybody that wakes up on a Monday morning feeling kind of blue, feeling kind of down. This goes out to you because I know you feeling some type of way. And I know DMX is feeling some type of way. And we'll be right back with that information and that story after this, y'all.
Think it's a game.
Okay, now let me real, I know you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
When I get to bite on her ear, she make that Tyson face.
Don't look like that.
I drop down to my knees, thankful for life today.
Thank you, Lord.
No nap, this long sleep. Hibernate.
Let go.
I can tell if he 12.
Okay.
And ain't lying today when I
a CEO, it's what my title say. Me and my homies DJ Ho, he feel some type of way. She got a Georgia peach on her real end like a license plate. No rookie, girl, Scott Cookie got me high today.
I
probably made more money in 6 months than what's in your papa say. Look like I robbed the bank. I said it all like 20 people cause I'm living single. I'm feeling cautious, I ain't scream when they serve up the penal. I heard he a leader, come follow my tribe today. I fucked him, now he heated, he feel some type of way.
What's going on, y'all? Wake your ass up. You got your boy Batman up in here. Coming to you live and direct. 7:21 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? The high today is going to be 79 degrees, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's kind of like a... 54 degrees out here, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all my veterans today. Today is Veterans Day, so big shout out, especially big shout out to my little sister out there in Fort Irwin, California. Big shout out to my little sister, Brittany Wilson, you know what I'm saying? I call her my Brit and everything. She's been protecting our country. She's been over there in Iraq, Afghanistan, and this, that, and the other. I hope she doesn't have to go to Syria and everything like that, but she's into that chemical warfare shit. This little bitty-ass girl shoots a 50 cal off the top of the fucking Jeep out there in the Army, okay? So big shout-out to all my sisters and all my black women out there that's in the military that's getting it in. Brittany, you are my hero, you know what I'm saying? I look up to you and this and the other. Even though I'm the big brother, you still my little sister, but I look up to you, and I thank you for protecting our country, sweetie, and giving your time, your life, and everything to make us safe, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to my sister, Britt, you know what I'm saying? I love her on this Veterans Day. Big shout-out to all my vets. Big shout-out to my man Smitty Smith. You know what I'm saying? He was on the show about a week ago. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about the BDS rights and your BDS scores and sound scan and all of that and getting your stuff together. So big shout out to him because he's a veteran and everything. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Jazz out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? He's a veteran. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Who else do I know out here that's a veteran on Veterans Day? If I'm not mistaken, my man Jules is a veteran. You know what I'm saying? A big shout out to my man Willie Christian. You know what I'm saying? He's a veteran and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So I thank y'all for protecting the country and protecting us and everything. You know what I'm saying? Much love from the Fat Man. Happy, happy Veterans Day. All right? You know what I'm saying? Now, in other news, we got my man DMX's bankruptcy case was tossed. All right, now, of course you know what I'm saying. let me see if I can get DMX on the phone. Hello. Yeah, DMX, what's good, man? What's going on, man? Look here, check this out. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, I went to the court, you know what I'm saying, and the judge told, you know, he tossed my Chapter 11 bankruptcy out. You know what I'm saying? You know, due to noncompliance of the legal proceedings. You know what I mean? So, you know, all my creditors now can take all my shit. You know what I'm saying? They can come get my shit. You know what I mean? Even my dogs, too. You know what I'm saying? So the Justice Department you know, like Watchdogs had previously asked the court to dismiss the case because of, you know, inconsistencies, you know, in the court documents, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the statement saying by myself, Jim, you know, DMX, you know what I'm saying, Earl Simmons, you know what I'm saying, you know how I go, you know what I mean? That's what my mom and them name me and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? It said the team will move forward, you know, and plans on a national performance despite the recent obstacles, you know what I'm saying? So the ref said that the DMX camp, you know, currently working on getting his passport and everything so he can, you know, bring music to the fans and I can keep, you know, doing my thing and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all just got to make sure that y'all keep praying for me and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? I looked at Narcotic Alone and everything and you know, I'm trying to get myself back together, you know what I'm saying? Well, damn. Thank you, DMX. Thank you, DMX, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 7:25 a.m. DMX cannot keep his ass out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? He get on there. Did y'all see DMX on Dr. Phil, okay? DMX was on Dr. Phil. DMX told Dr. Phil, you know, I don't get up this time of morning, you know what I'm saying? I just got finished with a show, you know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? I've been up and I've been smoking all night and everything like that, but, you know, I'm here, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, I'm here, you know what I mean? And you know, people just don't understand me, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I was smoking crack when I was, you know, when I was on Def Jam, you know what I'm saying? I was smoking crack usually when I'm up on stage, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to put the X up in the air, you know what I'm saying? So, DMX, keep your ass out of trouble and just say no, okay? DMX, just say no, brother. Trust me, because you're going to wind up like my man Wilbur, okay? And if y'all don't know what happened to Wilbur, let's listen and see what happened to Wilbur and everything, all right?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to see who fumed you had last Saturday.
The fume we had last Saturday? We had some lady fume last Saturday.
Week before that, did you have a Smith down there?
What's her name?
Smith, I can't think of the first name.
The last name was what?
Smith.
Let me see.
And within the last month or so. Hello?
We had a Wilbur Smith.
When you had with that?
We cremated him.
And ain't nobody even talks.
Yes, ma'am. Hold your line.
All right.
Yeah, we cremated.
Nobody called me and told me nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Wilbur was my neighbor.
Yes,
I had went out of town to visit my boy.
Yeah.
And came back, and I noticed that he wasn't out there in the yard. Y'all done cremated Wilbur.
Yeah, we done cremated him.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Where the ashes?
Ma'am?
Where's the ashes?
When what?
The ashes. What they do with the ashes?
The family got them.
Which family member do Blue got them?
I don't know, ma'am.
Lord, why somebody didn't call me and tell me that they been cremated with them?
Yeah, they cremated. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, they didn't tell me.
All right.
Well, who y'all got down there this week?
Oh, we got about 10 in here, ma'am.
Well, which one's going to be the... I knew Wilbur, but I'm just going to try to go to another film to make up for his.
Yes.
And who y'all having down there? Y'all got anything going at 1 o'clock Saturday?
No, ma'am, not yet.
Will you have anything coming up...
I don't know yet. They're making arrangements now.
What's the next funeral you got coming up?
We got a funeral Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Mount
Calvary Baptist Church.
And what's the name on it?
Ms. Annie Mae Barkley.
Me? Oh, Lord Jesus! Oh, Lord. nobody call me and tell me she dead.
All right.
Wake your ass up in the morning show. You got to wake your ass up this morning. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's 7:30 a.m., you know what I'm saying? That's just, I told y'all, that's what happened to Wilbur, you know what I'm saying? That's what happened when you get cremated and everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, you just, you know what I mean? It's just crazy up in here. You know, big shout out to everybody that's logging on to my morning show. You know what I'm saying? I got love for all y'all. Y'all know what I mean? I love getting up, acting a fool with y'all every morning. It is Veterans Day, so big shout out to all my veterans out there, you know what I'm saying, that's been working hard, protecting our country, you know what I'm saying, getting up everywhere, doing the damn thing, even though you don't want to do it, you're getting up and you're doing the damn thing any damn way, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to everybody that's calling in. I got a couple of calls. Big shout out to my girl. Big shout out to one of my girls that just called in just a few minutes ago and everything, and she sent me a shout out on Facebook. Big shout out to my girl Jasmine. You know what I'm saying? She's on her way to work and everything, so she was hitting me up talking about, yeah, Fat Man, I got you locked in on my phone. That's right, baby. You keep Big Daddy locked in, you know what I'm saying? Because Big Daddy got some nice things for you to play with and everything. Oh, you got the Fat Man up in here. Check this out. Kanye West's ass is back in back in the news again. Obviously, Kanye West wore a Confederate flag, okay? He wore a Confederate flag, I guess, to the Soul Train Awards. A big shout-out to everybody that was at the Soul Train Awards out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was at the Orleans, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how popular and how that jumped off and this, that, and the other, because my girl big shout out to Miss Anthonia Neal and McNeil. You know what I'm saying, Anthonia. She does the A-list up there at the Fiesta Station. Her and Sherry Gordy. They do that every Thursday night. And Anthonia put a post on Facebook saying that she had 500 tickets. Soul Train Awards just gave her 500 tickets. Hell, ain't that just about how many? How many people the Orleans will hold in their ballroom? It's about 500 people. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I'm trying to go up there and see somebody that I don't see in Las Vegas every day. I get tired of looking at you motherfuckers here in Las Vegas every damn day, looking at y'all face and this, that, and the other and shit like that there. What makes you think that I want to go to a damn award ceremony, get dressed up, and see the same joker that I just seen Friday night at the local hip-hop joint? You know what I mean? So it's all good. Big shout-out to everybody that went to the Soul Train Awards, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? So, you know, Kanye West wore a Confederate flag. I guess people don't really understand wearing Confederate flags and things like that. Do you not know that that's what the, you know, Confederacy hunted black people down? They killed us like rabid dogs in the street, and you want to wear Confederate flags and Confederate hats and this, that, and the other. Hey. Do you? You know what I'm saying? It's totally up to you. You know what I'm saying? Me, I would rather wear a big ass chain around my neck with a lock on it that lets people know that I'm down for the struggle, and I've been down for the struggle from day one. People don't understand why I wear that chain around my neck, and people ask me, am I making a fascist statement? No, I'm making a history statement. This is for the struggle. People that's in the struggle, people that's on lockdown that ain't had a chance to even see the light of day over some bullshit. People that's struggling and this, that, and the other that don't have to necessarily struggle. This is why I wear that chain around my neck. You know what I'm saying? People that's been in the service that paved the way and didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my father-in-law. You know what I'm saying? Rest his soul. My man Butch. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Butch. You know what I'm saying? Henry Jackson. You know what I'm saying? He was in the war. He's seen a lot. You know what I mean? And he used to tell me all what he used to see. You know what I'm saying? And I miss that man right now. You know what I mean? Because he used to tell me things that
other men wouldn't take the time to tell me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to all my men out there and to all the ladies out there that's in the service and they doing their thing and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Look up. I know we've lost people in the war. I know we've lost fathers. We've lost mothers. We've lost brothers. And we've lost sisters. You know what I'm saying? But look up, because there's no more rain, okay?
Thank you.
going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? 12:39 a.m. Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. That was my girl, Angie Stone. You know what I'm saying? My sunshine has come. You know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that's got their sunshine and their sunshine has come. You know what I'm saying? Happy Veterans Day to all my vets out there that's listening to your boy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful day. Y'all make sure y'all get up and move around and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, today in our political news corner, you know, Fat Man got to, you know, Fat Man got to keep y'all well-rounded with everything and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Today in our political news corner, it was something else about they're back on Obama again. It was something about our president that they didn't found some other type of information and this, that, and the other. It was something about I don't know. He didn't go to a certain type of school or anything like that. I am not sure and everything. Then again, of course, like I say, you know, Miley Cyrus, she got her ass back in the news again. She didn't wear a dress to the MTV Awards that had Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur on it. You know what I'm saying? So I guess she's trying to, you know, I guess she's trying to represent. I am not sure. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, y'all, 741 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We're just going through our political news and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Today in news is the seven popular songs you never knew were about war. All right? Now, these are seven popular-ass songs that you never knew was about war. Okay, let's go. Here we go. The first one, Prince, 1999. You know what I'm saying? That was about war. 1999 actually reflects on very serious fears that people had in the midst of nuclear warfare. The song was written in 1982 during the Reagan administration, when the nuclear attack was universal threat. When the nuclear attack was a universal threat, the song refers to the fact that while most people expect the world to end in the year 2000, this new presence of bombs make it possible for the world to end at any time. Okay, so big shout out to my man Prince in 1999. That was about war. All right, for all you guys that know, for all you rockers out there that know about the Clash. Okay, the Clash is like a London rock group and this, that, and the other. You know. London Calling, okay, was the name of the song by The Clash. It defines British punk rock with its theme about the world ending in various ways, including war. The title itself alludes to the BBC World Service Radio identification during WW2. You know what I'm saying? This is London Calling. The inspiration of the lyrics came in 1979 after nuclear meltdown at Three Mile High during the Cold War. The incident instilled new fear in people everywhere. All right? And now that's The Clash, okay? And the song is London is Calling. Now these are the seven songs that were written about war. And we up in there partying, you know, like it's 1999. And Prince was talking about, hell, you better fight your own damn war and this, that, and the other. Everybody, mommy, why does everybody have a bomb, if anybody knows that part of the song and everything, all right? So here we go. The best of The Who, for all you rock groups out there that don't know who The Who is, Who is The Who? Yeah, that's Who. That's who it is, The Who. You know what I'm saying? American Woman, okay? American Woman, you know, stay away from me. I know I'm showing my age and shit, everybody, and everything like that. But American Woman might be one of the most misinterpreted songs ever, with people speculating that it was an ode to an American woman. No, the understandable mistake given song's title. In reality, the Guess Who is a Canadian band who wrote the song during the widely protested Vietnam War, okay? The American draft, the band's bassist Jim Cale explained, okay? The war was going on, and that was that. That's what he said. The war was going on, and that was that. So that's what they wrote that song about, American Woman from the Guess Who. I mean, a lot of these rock bands is kind of like, what the hell? You know, you got Guess Who, what the hell, Prince, The Clash, you know what I'm saying? When we going to get the people that's upset? When we going to get a group that's called Upset? You know, it might be a group out there called Upset already, you know what I'm saying? Here's another song, Violet Hill from Coldplay, okay? Violet Hill is one of Coldplay's most downloaded songs, but the inspiration behind it is rather surprising. Fox News, from Fox News, the song was written in 2007 in the midst of the war on terror and politics mass media. Chris Martin told Rolling Stone that so many people spend their lives being told what to do by people they just don't like. Yeah, I feel you on that. So it was that idea and watching Bill O'Reilly. Oh, my goodness. I think we've had enough of Bill O'Reilly. But those are just some of the songs that was written about war. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 7:46 a.m., you know what I mean? And yeah, you get tired of dealing with people that want to tell you what to do all the damn time and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's getting to where that people need to start realizing that, we're a people, you know what I'm saying, and we are proud people and everything, you know what I mean? People need to realize that, you know, you can't dictate to a person what to do, what they can't do, what they can do, you know what I'm saying? Everybody needs to stay in their own lane, you know what I mean? Because these days, you know what I mean, you never know who you might be dealing with, you never know who you might be talking to. People are really going to a lot of extremes today, okay? I mean, you know, you got these people that's doing this, committing these terrorist acts. You got, you know, people that's going in these malls and shooting everybody. You got kids that's going into schools and shooting other students and shooting their teachers. You know, we really need to wake up and see what's going on with our people, with our kids. I say this all the time. You know, we really need to see what's going on around us, you guys, because I'm telling you, y'all, our days are numbered. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy to say, but like I said, y'all, he coming back, and he bringing snapbacks and tattoos here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Let's go.
Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tats, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick,
all that, cause cash rules.
Okay, now snapbacks and tattoos, rap fact, I'm that dude. My backpack got cash that I make an ass clap like tattoo. I'm international, y'all niggas bad new. I pass through, fresh to death, you now enter swag school. Ladies holding kisses, swagger coding sickness. Team Dricky tatted on them cause they ass is so ridiculous. And the Mozzie paparazzi, man, they can't control the pictures. New M.O.B. tat, screaming money over bitches. My clothing tats, they all custom though. Something that you ain't custom to. Don't come back with the huxtable. Hold back hat, they adjustable. This is for my ladies and my fellas getting gravy. With your bodies marked up like a train back in the 80s. I been through the test, now I'm inking my chest. Trying to triple my check, I spit through the rest. Buying a mix to a nest, flying to pitch you the best. From NY to LA, North Cadillac to Baton Rouge. All across the latitude, everybody rocking them. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tats, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick,
All that
in my
is
hood, they wear them snapbacks and tattoos. Clack, clack, and snatch jewels. Pack tools, crap shoot, and sell crack in glass tubes. Eye check, attitude. Hard enough to get attitude. Tat it up, fat as butt. Suck it off.
Vacuum.
Trip to Miami East. After that, low rider. When I say we ballin' trick, I don't mean no glow trotter. Ricky is the monster. Ain't an ear up in his face. Since I murder rap, I should tat a tear up on my face. Can't you hear this flow is evil? Can't be near as close to lethal. Y'all are weird. Yo, I'm just here to spit off piercing frozen needles. Wear some cheer up for the people. Rappers fear cause most are feeble. I don't have to smoke. I rap the dope considered so illegal. Damn. To all my G's up. Can I just get a witness? If you inked up from the feet up. Are we styling in a mishness? Ain't leaving out my female. I'm talking about that ass too. Show them all. Roll call. Let them bitches know we wear them. Snapbacks and tattoos. Snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip. Fly chick. All that cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos.
Okay.
Snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip. Fly chick. All that cause cash rules. Show off your hat. Show off your tats. Show off your arms, legs, chest. Show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos. Snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick.
All that is cash rules.
AWEMZ Top 40. What's going on? You got your boy Batman up in here to wake your ass up. Morning show, y'all. Listen, we got 8 minutes left in the show. I'd like to thank y'all for rolling with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody that's been in the building. You got my man Kenny Black in the building. We got my girl Latice Jackson in the building. Of course, we got T.T. Shampizzle in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got my man D. Jones and Skull Family Records is definitely in the building. My girl Abby Moore out there in New York is in the building. My girl Shorty B out there in Albany, New York is definitely in the building. Alicia South out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. My man Eddie Fuse out there in the D, the 313, you know what I'm saying, holding us down. Miss Vivian R. West out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Miss Tiffany Jr. is out here in Las Vegas. My man Miles Martin out here in Las Vegas. And my girl Deborah got it going on. Davis Payton all the way out there in Southern Cal. Of course, Kimberly Nicole. Big shout out to my girl Kimberly Nicole. She's out there during Fashion Week getting it in, working the runway, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the BBW International model, my girl Kimberly Nicole. And, of course, my girl Laura out there in San Diego and my man Willie Christian out there in San Diego. Yeah, D. Jones, I done already said Skull Fam, nigga. I done already shouted y'all out shit a couple of times, nigga. And everything, you know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all make sure that y'all have a wonderful Monday. You know what I'm saying? I will be back tomorrow morning with the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You are hollering at your man right now, your boy, your player partner, Fat Man, Detroit's finest, definitely in the building. I want to thank y'all for rolling with me, y'all. Love, peace, and chicken grease, you know what I'm saying? And I will see y'all and holler at y'all tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Let's go.
Will it just be me and you? Tell me. You know I want you.
DJ,
you
DJ Cool Breeze.
I'll be obliged if you step outside, because my ride is awakened. I date it, a steak, a nightcap, we make it, awaken by smell the perfume that I inhale, and then tell how well we raise hell on the Giselle. That sheet, heat from your feet, keep me warm. The mood is perfected with the sound from the storm. You came stronger, I lasted longer than I've ever lasted. Your mouth was fantastic, the fuck test you passed it. The way you made a nigga laugh, I had to get you. And when I saw that ass pass, I had to hit you. You're making me fight against my will, what must I do?
Would you kill for me?
Yeah, is my life in danger too?
Is for me?
Yeah, if that shit belongs to you?
Then steal for me?
Yeah, if the way you act is true, who? Fine clothes, Lexus those, you'll be closing. When you become one of the chosen, hoes in different places, different faces, different cases. Got me tired.
tied like shoelaces. No mistake, just MJG. You ain't gotta be constantly trying to shoot that P, claiming that you ain't heard of me. Keeping it real, let me know how you feel when we communicate. We'll be straight if you express your mind instead of preferring to wait. Some who can't do it lose women, but nigga like me used to it. Space age pimp. Afraid of what your friends say. Rappers get that ass, then be out of here like yesterday. But not tonight, you look so tight, it feels so right. This endo got me purring, let's go hop in my Suburban and ride till we get to where you wanna be, no matter how far. Just call me Ball, baby, to me, you're the superstar. Ask me time and time again, why did I choose you? Do I wanna be your man or just misuse you? I hear your partners hissing when they think I ain't listening. Them hoes just be wishing they could be in your position. With me in luxury, I got to be every day. Sleeping hay with something stout, wearing lingerie. Let's hit the tail, get a sweet and order something to eat. Tell me things about you, I'll tell you things about me. Then out the blue, I'll be caressing you, undressing you. You start doing all that shit you said you'll never do. Lusting, busting, all out of my box of drawers. Fingers dripping, slipping in and out and in and out. Constantly telling me the things you don't do, yet you do it like a pro and think that I don't know. But I do, that's why I'm here with you and you know this. Slip on the latex and dive in. Swish.
Yeah. dusty roads. Then I yell, ho, when I come up off they seat like a southern hustler pose. The new eyes in the house like a joint is lit for my kinfolks and all the niggas that was down since we've been from. Taking them deeper than a submarine. So scream when you hear the team of two. My crew be thinking two fat hoes sitting off in a room. I'm packing my tag backwards if you wanna be acting wrong. Word is wrong like super glue. It's phony like poop with two. And every word I say you can true.
Well, okay, don't get cast out. I swear to God, I got the highest moving Cadillac, the SB analytic. Who they build? Can you handle that, you rat? I take my time cruising around the city mall. And under my feet, for you suckers, is your kind of curtain call. The ones who took the gauge, P-U-M-P. You wanna do a jack, I heat the barrel till it's empty. Get me? See, I ain't really getting in where I fit. Organizers on the track with the southern pluralistic shit. So copy my slang and bite my shit, but don't try gaffling me, cause even you get served with some southern hospitality.